entire, but this part Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga means this age. Kali Yuga means the age of quarrel and disagreement. Quarrel and disagreement. Because there is no standard idea. So I disagree with you, you disagree. And on slight provocation, there will be fight. This is a sort of Kali Yuga.
You see, that
nations will fight you, that it will be war and torture. Yes. So many difficulties. Even there is no war, the natural discernment and foolish government will create such situations that people will become mad in hopelessness.
Great, great,
like that, yes. But then, there will be no rainfall. Due to the sinful activities of the people, from nature the punishment will be, there will be no rainfall. I have seen already in Europe, everywhere there is scarcity of rainfall. And on account of scarcity of rainfall, food production will be reduced. They will try to eat meat, killing, and maintain themselves, but that is also not very prospective. How long will the animal food also die? Then in Europe that brings us that on account of scarcity of rain there is no grass. So they are thinking the animal dies for want of food, let us eat them. This is their intention.
You see, the many people will die because of
the
drought.
Yes. If there is no rainfall, either animal or man will die. For want of food.
What do you think would be the remedy?
The remedy is just that me, that there is God. But they do not agree. Especially the so-called scientist aspect. And atheist philosophers, politicians, they do not accept the authority of God. They think they will be able to manage things in their own way. They say clearly, there is no God. But there is nature. He can say, I don't care for the government. But the government force is there. Police is there, military is there. Similarly, you may say, defy the control of government. But the agent of God is there to make your nation. That is punishing. There is no rain. There is no food production. And the rascal government will take advantage of it. Food relief will tax. As if by taxing, they will be able to combat with nation. So three things will have to meet. No rent, no food, and government taxes. Then how people will remain in the same condition will combat.
Your teaching, doesn't it offer a way of meeting these problems?
Yes. We are teaching people God consciousness. Then everything will be solved.
You say that man does not understand nature, the scientist studies nature, but yet doesn't really understand it.
Why they do not understand? Why don't you understand that there is control over us? Very difficult. foolishly, you do not try perfection. You admit it, that above us, there is control. You admit it. No, anyone.
Some people do.
Why others, they are, let me say, are foolish?
Well, if each person has his own thought.
That may, he may be rational. But it is a fact. There is control over us. Just like if there is no rest. Is it not control over us? Can you produce rest?
No, I would say that there is a universal intelligence guiding everything.
Yes, that means control. How can you deny the control over it?
What do you understand is man's place in nature? Should he invent, let's say, electricity? Should he invent machines? Do you think these are good, or should he just leave all those alone?
Well, these are good or bad. Suppose if there was no this comfortable fact, that does not mean that I cannot sit. If there is no electricity, it does not mean we would have died. There was lamp, we are doing that. So we don't condemn electricity. But it does not mean, because you have got electricity, you shall deny the authority of God. That is excellent. That is excellent. You may, might have improved from the oil lamp to electricity. That does not mean that you have the control over God.
Yes,
sir. So these foolish rascals, they, because they have improved little, they are denying, oh, now there is no need of God. It is opiate. What is that? Opiate. To make the man police, God consciousness, and so on. So. This scientific is what is that? It is all superstition.
Well, in the world there seem to be many different religions, many different faiths.
Religion, you may have. Religion means to try to understand God. Any religion, you say Christian religion, or Hindu religion, or Mahavatam religion, there is little attained to understand God. So, any religion which gives you knowledge of God, and to understand what is relation with God, that is perfect religion. We have no God.
Do you think if all men, let's say, all the religions could try to come together?
Religion means to understand God and to follow God's order. That is it. Krishna is government and government law. So if the citizen understands what is the law of the government, and abides by it, then it's a good city. Similarly, any person who understands God and abides by the order of God, then he will. Why do you stand? You may be Christian, I may be Hindu, you may be Mahavishnu. It doesn't matter. Everyone should understand God. And the relationship with God, and act upon it, then it is perfect. And if there is no conception of God, no carrying out order of the God, that is not belief. That is cheating. But generally, they do not accept God, still he is stamping himself, that I am Hindu, I am Muslim. He has no idea what is God. I have to abide by the order. And they are fighting that I am Christian and you are Hindu, therefore you must fight. Nobody understands what is God. Pseudo religion. Actually, there is no religion. If there is no government, You make your law, I make my law, then how there will be peace? That is the position. They do not understand what is God, and I am Christian and Hindu and Muslim. Well, let us pray.
So do you think that there is a special way that Hinduism looks upon man's place in the universe?
A Hindu religion is a vague term. It is a vague term. It is not clear. It is not clear. Real thought is called Devi principle. Vedic principle and it is. Bhagavad Gita is said, Vedic knowledge means to understand God. Vedasya sarvai ahameva vedyam. Anyone who tries to understand God is in the Vedic line. Veda means knowledge. When you get the stock of knowledge, that is called Veda. But as soon as you say Veda, they think it is Hindu. Mathematics is a science. So any scientific man will accept mathematics. There is a question of Hindu mathematics. Gold is gold. If it is in the hand of Hindu, it is Hindu gold. A Hindu Muslim gold, gold is gold. When we give the Vedic knowledge, they think it is Hindu idea.
Are you saying that
does it appear also in, let's say,
Christianity, in Muslim, Mohammedanism?
No, I say that every religion, there is an attempt to understand God. Why do they not understand God? What is God? Then everything will be solved. But they are decried. There is no God. God is dead. And there is no need of God now. We have got science. In every state, we are trying to kill God.
That's true. That's a certain people. Huh? That's true of certain people, but there are also many.
Majority.
There are many.
They do not understand. What is God?
Sincere secrets, I think, in Christians and Muslims, things like that.
Yes, that must be. There must be some sincere man that can get me there. But still, the sincere man also does not understand clearly what is the meaning of God. I believe in God. I believe in what they say, just like in America they say, to trust in God. But what is God, he doesn't know. So what is the meaning of this interest in God? This is a phobia. If I say, what do you mean by God? They cannot give us any clear definition. And our physical consciousness moment is killing God. Take him. But they have no knowledge. They say they are presenting some Hindu God. And then they do not accept it.
What do you understand by the first God?
God means supreme controller.
Super?
Controller.
Master of the universe. Do you think that this concept is a special insight of the Vedic?
No. You as a philosopher can understand that there is a supreme control. Can you deny it?
I would have only with great difficulty.
Yes, it is. Cannot deny. And the police is denied. Therefore they are not saying. So how can convince you that is the right way? If you give me a dozen of drops, can I convince it? Now what is God? But they have no capacity. The modern civilities and they are creating jobs and hubs. So how do you understand? God.
Do you think it will always be a few to understand?
Certainly. Unless one, but he's a class of men, ideas, who understand God, then people will follow. We require one moon. Then the darkness will dissipate. But it's in the millions of stars. What is it? So they are creating millions of rascals. Not one sentiment. The modern. So popular that much of our society, don't mind. This is the fact.
You basically reject a lot of civilization.
No. I say they are being foolishly trained. The whole education system is there.
And you know
how to do it? There is hope. There is 10% hope. Providing you accept the right way.
Well, would you say the right way would have to be, let's say, to be a follower of Krishna?
God made Krishna. God, Krishna means all attract. So God must be all attract. Full control. Our definition of God is Vaisajyasya Samadrasya Vijasya Javasya Sriya Jnana Vairagraya Sriya Sara Yuti Bhagangana. All wealth, all power, all intelligence, all duty, all renunciation. In this way. Thank you. When you come. Do you know French language?
Yes. I saw a copy earlier today at the Humanities Translation from he worked on the translation. It's very simple.
Yes,
I forget his name.
The French very nice book, Krishna. Oh, what was it? He's here.
Yes, I saw him. I met him.
Get the idea of what?
Try and teach, try and help people understand.
And now, in India, another danger is that so many rascals, they are big rascals. This India, people have become so fallen now. They accept all these rascals support.
Do you have the same problem here in India as
other countries? In your country, there is no God. There is another problem. There is no God. And here, rascals have God. The problem remains the same. You say frankly there is no God. But these rascals say there is God, but here is my God. And he says, no, he says my God. No one knows the real God.
How does one distinguish what is the false God?
And this is the formula. It's like, Oishad Jasa. Now, you have got somebody. But you cannot say that I have got all the money of the world. That you cannot. You may possess some states, but you cannot say that I am the owner of all the states. So God is the proprietor. He has got your country. Which country is your country? Isn't it? So you have got certain area. But when you go to the seaside, then who is the proprietor of the sea? As philosopher, will you not think?
Why
no proprietor? A small tank, if you dig, you immediately claim, this is my tank. And such a big ocean, there is no proprietor. As philosopher, how you can think like that? As philosopher, how you can think like that?
Well, think of what is the basis of the property.
Suppose I go in a park, very nice tank, reservoir water, well decorated. And if I think there's no property, is it not my free? There must be one proprietor, but I do not know it. That is real. Similarly, everything has got proprietor. Why the sea and the land, so many other things, why there is no proprietor? This is foolishness.
I don't understand how this relates to distinguishing who are the true
No, that I would like to say, everyone is foolish now. You cannot distinguish who is thief and who is not thief. That was the Gaojo. If you study everyone, you will find everyone is like that. At the present moment.
Surely there are some who must be there.
There is no doubt about it. And they are so in minority. Who will hear about them? It is folly to be wise or ignorant is bliss. The whole world is out there. If somebody is intelligent, who cares for them? That's like people laugh at me when I'm talking of God. I'm not just talking, I'm writing so many books. My only endeavor is to understand God, that's all. There is no sectarian. And I'm selling my books all over the world. So, not that everyone is foolish. They're trying to understand my presentation. Big scholar, since it's very
important.
Yeah. Yes. So there is knowledge. If people kindly take it, everything will be solved. But they have stubbornly denied, no.
Yes.
And I'm stubbornly fighting, yes, there is God. The whole America is combining to fight against opposition. This man is brainwashing, controlling the mind, and our children are kidnapped. They are bringing this charge. Just like you have come. Have I kidnapped you? But these rascals say that I have kidnapped your children. There must be judgment, but people have become so restless. I am trying to convince of the single handed that there is God and they are bringing opposition.
That is the real problem. That is not only Indian problem, but it is a universal problem.
God is for every God.
The Almighty Father.
God is not Hindu God, Muslim God, Christian God. God is God. Now, when I say here is God, his name is Krishna. His father's name is Nanda Maharaj, Navadeva Rao.
You think if a person is to be a real believer in God, he has to also worship Krishna or speak
to God? God knows Krishna. He has to understand it. Therefore, so many books. God has many names, millions. At least, Krishna's name is the most important. Krishna means all aspects. Then you have to understand the science of God. How Krishna is God. That you have done. But for that reason we are publishing so many books. We have already published 84 books. Simply in English language. And they are being translated in German, French, Portuguese, Spanish, Dutch, Swedish, Italian, Chinese, Japanese, Hindi, Bengali,
very great effort.
Yes. And we're getting response. Our books are selling very hotcakes.
This is about Krishna
consciousness. Yes, Krishna. Krishna, the person. Yes, it is written there.
Yes. It's a pure
personality. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. It is written there.
Yes, my God.
Supreme Personality of God. Yes.
Yes. It's the book of Krishna. Yes. It read the name of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is the one that is complicated. The one that is accepted. The people does not want to call me Krishna. They want only the rest people. They want to be Krishna itself.
But they don't want simply.
They want to be Krishna of Krishna. Krishna. No Krishna.
The rich man, he can become, but for how long he can be? The nature is so cruel, at any moment, he takes out everything. Then what is the use of becoming? Like, become rich, man, that there is no. But you should know that although I am rich, powerful, everything can be taken by nature at any moment. Mr. Sarva Harashtaham, that statement of God, at any moment, you try to become rich, powerful, then president and minister, that's not right. But any moment I can take everything. So we'll protect himself. There are no brains. That whatever I have created, it can be taken at any moment. So what is the concept? There are no inquiries. That this is fact. Either you become Napoleon, Hitler, or Gandhi, or this, or that. Any moment, everything will be said. Get out. Not only that, Tathāti āntara prāptiyaṁ to accept another thought. And that is no guarantee what body you are going to get, because it's fully under the control of nature. They therefore don't believe that passage, transmigration at the soul. That is very great barbarism. So they try to evade. But Krishna says, God says, you cannot evade, it is nature's law. Within your body, the soul is there. And account of presence of the soul, you are a child. Now you are a grown young man. The body has changed. You are a boy. Now you are a young man. So, on account of presence of the soul, the body is changing. So, when this body will be finished, the soul will exist, therefore naturally you have to come to there will be another world.
Is it possible to escape
the difference between
body?
Yes, that is possible. That is this Krishna consciousness. And that is the real problem. As soon as you get a body, you are in trouble.
What is the purpose of there being a body?
Being body means, what is the purpose of being in the jail? Is there any purpose?
Yes,
because you are punished, therefore you are getting this part.
Why does the soul come to the body in the first place?
Punishment. You want to enjoy. Can you understand this? Everyone is trying to enjoy. So, enjoy independently means that you don't care for, that is the fact, they don't care for God. But because they don't care for God, therefore they are punished. You take care of their body. And as soon as you care for God, then there is no material body. Mahamīvajaprapadvante māyāmekāṅkaraṁ. So God therefore teaches us how to get out of this world.
That's the idea of moksha?
Moksha? Yes, yes. Moksha means to stay in your original world. And bondage means we want different types of enjoyment. So God gives us to facilitate all that. If I do not make any discrimination of food, as human being we must have discrimination. But if you don't discriminate, then you get the body of a pig. You can eat even stool. If you want to eat meat unrestricted, you become a tiger. Nature will give you. Tathādehāntara-prāpti. 8,400,000 of bodies. So according to your desire, you get a body. God will give you.
Is that what a man thinks when he dies at the moment of his death?
Yes.
Are there many places that say beyond the physical?
How many places don't you see? None.
I mean, beyond the physical,
see the best of universe. Oh, yes. This is only 1/4 part manifestation of God's power. The 3/4 part is the spiritual world.
Are there different regions
in the entire world? Beyond this anyway. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, final. Parasya svāsu bhāva anya bhaktyā bhaktyā sanātana. I have read this, final. information is there in the Bhagavad Gita. That is the beginning of God's consciousness. Tattu nabhinasya. When everything in this material will be annihilated, that will exist. The another world.
It is the
flow in
the
Two natures. One is material nature, one is spiritual. Material nature, earth, water, fire, air, the sky, mind, intelligence, ego. And beyond that, uprising refers to Vijini, which is in Pura. This is inferior nature. Beyond this, there is a superior nature. And the superior and jiva bhuta mahavar, jayadam dhadas. That is the living age. This big Hindu has, this is material. But this living entity, because they are choosing this material for their so-called advancement. And because they have the power to utilize this material matter for their own purpose, they should be. And because this nature is being utilized, one is being utilized and one is utilizer. The utilizer is the superior. And the things utilized are inferior, but both of them are nature. God's nature.
Is it time? Is it time? Is there time?
No, higher nature means eternal.
There are no
changes? Changes when he gets into this material, inferior nature. He has to change the body. One circumstance, another, another. According to Jesus, that's how you get a lump of jar. You can mold it. You can make a pot. You can make a doll. So we are doing it. Child, the father has given back to the child. The father has given the child a lump of jar. And he's playing. But both are there. The father is the purpose. If the child wants to play, father says, "Allah." Then he sometimes breaking, sometimes crying, sometimes laughing. Yes, if he gets sent. Therefore, the father comes, let him give up all this nonsense, come home. Sarva-dhammān paristajyamāni sam-sarva. Aṁ-dvār-sarva-pāpid-bhamma-kvesa. If you surrender, if you have grown up from the Chinese nation, the real human nation, then surrender. Krishna, our God, that our life is perfect. Bhunam, Janmanam, Janwan, Manpur, the kind of this one. Everyone can become a great soul if he accepts the proposal of God. Sarvadharma, Parishuddhatma, Amekamsa, or everything is one. But that is not this. It's like your first question was, I have to solve this problem. The problem is really solved. As soon as you come to this to God, but that is not this. He is bigger than God. He makes solution by his own plan.
Is that because of the age?
No, this is the age, just like anyone is in the prison house, they are all kings. But some of them are first class citizens, some of them second class, some of them third class. But that's prison. Similarly, according to different times, people are more or less godless. So this time is more godless. The prison house is filled up with more tattva prisoners.
How long does that period last?
Well, now this age, the duration of this age is calculated 432,000 Out of that you have passed only 500,000 No, 5,000
years. Long time ago?
But why should you wait for the long time? You can go back to home, back to immediate. That you are proposal. Why should you wait? It may be long time, but we give up the connection to the material world. तत्काल हम पुनर्जन्म नहीं थी माँ में थी तुम इस उसी काम को सतर्क कर सनातन जी ने जिस बार युगो मैं तो हम बैठ ये हम लोग करें सब बट वी आर नो प्लानिंग इज 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 We should stop all that self-plan and we should take the plan given by God. Then it will go. Simple subject. The God's plan is there in this book. Let us let everything come. And no, we are scientists, we are philosophers, we are big men. Politicians, we can make our own group and government. God has given freedom, all right. That is Sati Sakhati. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that explain or do anything. Then he asks, what you have decided, your plan or my plan? Krishna said, I'm giving you freedom, whatever you like, come to. The plan is there. Now it is up to us to accept it or reject. If you reject, you suffer. If you accept, you become it. So we are requesting people accept. This is Krishna Consciousness. Then we have to. And who cares for us? He is making his own plan. So we must have nature's law, he cannot avoid. That's not possible. Nature's law, there is death. all that changes, isn't it? Siddhan Bhavanti Pajanya. That is our sister. Vidya. Annan Bhavanti Bhutani. Annan. Siddhan Bhavanti Bhutani. Pajanya. Anna Sambhava. Siddhan Bhavanti Pajanya. Siddhan Karma Samudhavam. This Bhavanti Pajanya. Bhutani, Pajanat and the Sambhava. Jagya Bhavati Pajanya. Annat A-N-N-A-T. Get it right there. Get it outside. All philosophers, all scientists, all politicians, let us combine together. The formula is there. Read it.
All Indra is the state of children, which pertains to a man. Rain produced by the forms of jagged or sagittal. The jagged is called the described
there is no prescribed deity. Everyone is a butcher. Formally, there are distinctions. Here is a butcher, here is a religious man. At the present moment, everyone is a butcher. Who is a religious man? So, division. At least one class, first class man. Second class man. First class man. Then if there is ideal first class man, if the fourth class third man, he will take the ideal or the understanding. And there is no first class man. All fourth class man. So who will give ideal? And they want to remain fourth class. If you say that you become first class, they will laugh. What is it with the figure? First class means, kind of, samau ramau se sikha. Brahma dharma sala avale. I want the light from the varanda. That's all.
Self-control,
sincerity, purity, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religion. This is what we are looking for. And if I teach that I will teach you how to become good with love, people will say, can anyone exist nowadays simply becoming just truthful? Then someone can't self-control. If I say, come here, I shall teach you how to control your senses. Feel that. So what is this nonsense? You'll enjoy life and so control senses. This is the description of the first class man, samadhama, pitikha, ajava, sarulata, simplicity. No one is prepared. to become Parsvatma. They love. These are all primitive ideas.
There is nobody
like that? No, nobody there are. But people generally will not like. So these are primitive ideas. To become truthful, simple, and controlling the mind, controlling. These are all imaginary things. How one can live in this struggle for existence by becoming truthful? This is. Therefore, everyone is first class. The second class man, first class.
So, yam te to jidatyam vidhaita piyantavarika nanamishwa bhavasya jatrapsana sabhavajam heroism, talent, dissemination, resources, courage, and methods, generosity, and leadership in the qualities of work for the captive.
Kshatriya. Now, which kshatriya? A fourth class man, he never seen battle change, and by God he is unfortunate. And here, Satya means Buddhita Parayan. If there is fight, he must come for us. He is in his palace, and he is in command and go and fight. When there is battle of Kurukshetra, Arjuna, and Duryodhana, they can fight. Because the battle has decided, as soon as the leader is dead, no more fight. See, so they used to come first. This is Kshatriya. Where is that Kshatriya? And we are becoming politicians simply by vote, all third class, fourth class. What is love? Everyone is trying to keep his position by Ukanti. How will you think on the people? How they will be happy? He thinks you are his own happiness. And these are politicians. There is no Kshatriya. There is no Brahmin. And there is no Vaishya. What is Vaishya? Vaishya means he should provide food. But food means agriculture. And giving protection to the cows. If they got sufficient food grains and meat, the whole food process is gone. And these are cells, they are not giving protection to the cows, but they are killing cows. So there is no third class manner. All fourth class. Cows can be happy under the control of fourth class. There is no first class man, there is no second class man, even no third class. That means all fourth class, fifth class. This is the human class. Combination of fourth, fifth, tenth class. Tenth class, then fourth class, there are fourth class men. And more than that, fifth class men are civilized. Aborigine, the fifth class. Kirata Hunan, the Pulin, the Bukhata, the Sumpa, Jamana, Kasata, there is something. In the human civilization means there must be first class man, tenth class man, third class man, fourth class man, that's all fifth class. That's the tenth class. But at the present moment, there is some fourth class man and all fifth class, sixth class, up to tenth class. So how can we become happy? There is no first class, then there is no second class, then not even third class. He's caring for agriculture. They are preparing a good work to hire. Now he's tired. You have to tell him, sir. How long will you retire? If there is no customer for tire, okay? But that is coming. I went to Detroit six of them. Their factories, their manufacturers, wind, huge storm. That means they are not selling. The Goodyear tires are advertising so many millions of we have been in this rank. That's why that we have manufactured so many tires, so many wheels. The time will come when there will be no purchaser for tires and wheels and big cars. That is coming. What they'll do? If they become hungry, there's no food there. For some time they eat, killing the cows, but then there is no food. And what the China fields will do? But there is no first class bread. That we are wasting time in manufacturing cars and wheat. Without wheat we could live. But how we can live without food? There is no bread, no first class bread, no second class, no third class. Well, in your country there is some adjustment because it is a very big country and we are all interconnected. But in other countries, and even though you have got resources, if you not properly utilize it, then the bad time is coming. You should expect. If your energy is all engaged in manufacturing tires and wheels, and we'll go to the Australia, same in your country. Now, the farmers come, they do not like to remain in the farm, they go in the city. I've seen it. The farmers come, they do not like to take out the professional farmers. So gradually, farming will be reduced and the city residents, they are satisfied if they can eat meat. And the farmer means keeping the, raising the cattle and killing them in the city. And then think that we are eating and we use our money. But these rascals have no brain, that if there is no food grain or grass, how these cattle will be? Actually it is happening. They're eating. Swiftly, the cattle will die. Before they die, they just kill them. It actually happens. In Italy they kill because the farm is 20,000 cows. They do not care. The killing is sinful. Because they don't care for God. And sinful, 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 everyone will be punished. The nature of punishment. Talk about the Taoism. There is a Bengali proverb, Bhagavad Gita, that one man wanted to take a statistically. How many trees are there in this village? So when he began to take statistics, everyone is killed. Then he said, that what is the use of making statistics? This is village of thieves. He said, furthermore, this is the police house. If you make a statistic, he is sinful, and he is not sinful, he is fine, he is all sinful. And because they are sinful, they decry the existence of God. Samahana duskritana mura apapadvanta. Because they are all sinful, they deny the existence.
Please. Mm-hmm.
who's known to struggle by illusion to illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of being, do not surrender unto Krishna.
They will find everyone of this district. Either sinful, a loser of mankind, a rascal, or fast at his false knowledge. But basic principle is no law. So the only solution is let them first of all God come, become God come, then all solution. Other than no. Yes, it must be complex. They will create complexity. Mami is a proverb that Maya. That is it. If you become God, not such everything. So we are caring for us. Rather, they are giving opposition. That this just came for kidnapping our son, brainwashing. Controlling the mind, creating quotes, death. You see?
Do you see if you describe that if the world were going to be God conscious,
everything will stop.
But you were describing caste system or the.
This is not caste system. You see, he is natural. There is always a mentally unclassed combat in this. So they should be listed. They should be sent proper.
How do you use vision?
That's right, you are a philosopher. So you should do. Should not make only theories, perhaps. But actually, by your philosophy, you establish the existence of God. That is your truth. Hirani Pundas Tabasa Sutasava. Sistrasa Sutasa, find out this word. Bhagavan. Abhichito artha kovidhi nirupita yad-puttama shloka is by your philosophical knowledge you prove, yes, there is God. Then your philosophy study is perfect. And if you philosophize, there is no God, that is useless for yourself. To gain popularity, if you make philosophy, right? In your country, there are so many that tell philosophy of Darwin, Freud, and others tell. They are predominant.
I think there is some misunderstanding that many Americans may have about the issue that you have. Maybe you can clarify.
So you clarify the duty of philosophy.
That's why I'm trying to understand.
Yes.
And I think it's something like this that I've heard from other of your devotees, devoted to Krishna.
No, you have all books. You have philosophy you can read. You can understand the whole thing.
Well,
there is no question of this devotee, that devotee. We are giving in writing.
Well,
so you cannot deny that.
The question, though, is that there seems to be an advocate, you advocate that there be a kind of Vedic society.
Not Vedic means knowledge. Intelligent society. Why do you understand Vedic? Veda means knowledge. Basically, Veda is a Jnani. This Veda word coming from knowledge. When I say that he is a man of knowledge, so what is the objection? Is there an objection? If I say that here is Mr. Sachin Sachs, a man of knowledge, is there an objection? Is there any objection? Will anybody object? No, no. If I present you that here is a man of knowledge, so what is your objection? Everyone welcomes knowledge.
One has knowledge
to show that he has knowledge. Yes, that is next. Someone, if I say that here is a man of knowledge, what is your objection? Now, whether you are a man of knowledge, that will be tested next. But if I introduce you that here is a man of knowledge, similarly if I say, here is a man who knows Vedas, so why is your objection? Knowledge is for everyone. Why do they test? Oh, Vedas? Oh, it is Hindi. Immediately, do this.
So much trust for
objection. Vedas, they do not know what is Vedas. They think it is Hindi. This is the difficulty. As soon as I say Bhagavad Gita, it is Hindu.
Many people do it.
But that means they do not know what is the meaning of Bhagavad Gita, what is the meaning of Vedas. Unnecessarily, they could come out there. Just like they are doing now. They do not know what is knowledge, and they are accusing us that they are brainwashed. We are forbidding our devotees don't eat meat. They are taking this. What is it? How is it meant? They are talking.
আমি ভোলানাথ
চিনি চিনি গেল মনে হয়
আমি বেনারসে থাকি আপনি আমি এতে
লিখাই যে পার্সন হু নোজ ম্যাথমেটিক্স এনি পার্সন হু ইন্টারেস্টেড ম্যাথমেটিক্স So similarly, here is Vedic knowledge. Vedic knowledge means real knowledge. Here is Bhagavad Gita, the knowledge of God, but they need understanding. They think, we have got another God. How God can be another? The preconceived is over. You should understand. And it is accepted by the educated class, with the professor, with the developer. It is not blind faith. It's like this person of Bhagavad Gita, the Tathadehan Prasthati, as we are changing bodies, even in this duration of life, similarly, but this body is free, the man of the world. So very difficult to understand. But they will say it is Hindu idea. As we are presenting that you are changing your body. When you came out of the womb of your mother, the body was so small. And then little bigger body. Now we are full grown, young man. So the body is changing, everyone can understand. But I can understand also that I had some big, small body and big body. The body is changing, I am existing. So where is the difficulty of the transmigration of the soul? But as soon as we say, oh, this is Hindu idea. This is fine, as they are taking it in life.
Because I'm asking for identification, Indian philosophy, not to identify. Otherwise, it is universal.
It is universal, but they are taking it as
in order to identify that. They say, let's say, Indian. Actually, that is not Indian.
No, what I mean, but knowledge is knowledge. It may be Indian or American. It doesn't matter. Just like university, some student from India go to university in America to study as knowledge. So that means that because he has gone to America, that is American knowledge. Knowledge is
knowledge.
So they should check on this background. But they are thinking that we are spoiling their children, brainwashing, controlling the mind. Because against their principles, against their uncivilized way of life, meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, this is uncivilized. Why a man, civilized man, can eat meat? He can prepare so many nice things. He has learned how to produce food, food grain. When there are civilized, there is no food, they do not know how to grow food, they can eat animal in the jungle. But if after becoming civilized, if they are eating the same thing, then what is the difference between civilization and not civilization? We have learned, and especially in America, you can get all nice foodstuffs. We have got the sufficient grain, sufficient fruits, sufficient vegetables, sufficient everything is sufficient. Why you should eat meat? This is uncivilized life. It could not give up the uncivilized way of life. And when it sees that you become civilized, give up this all nonsense. Don't eat. Oh, it is brainwashing. We are teaching them to become civilized, and they are creating brainwashing.
The teaching of the Bhagavad Gita requires a certain
meat.
The teaching of the Bhagavad Gita requires a certain meat.
Yes, but meat eating is third class man's eating. It is not denying. Amedya. But to give us our life, don't kill cow, because it gives you milk, very substantial. If you want to eat meat, you can eat the hogs and dogs. But don't kill the cow. This is Guru Sharma. This is special. It's not for willing meat eating. But don't eat cows. That is wrong. The great loss to the human society is if they do not have sufficient milk production, then their brain will be dull. They will not be able to understand subtle things. That which is better to avoid it, but if you cannot avoid, you can eat some inferior, useless animals. But don't touch the cow. This is one thing. It's not say, Goroksha, never say, Pigroksha. You can eat pig. You can eat the goats, the lambs, there are so many small, useless animals. They're eating dogs also. They Chinese people, they eat dogs. You can eat dogs also, and don't touch the cow. Pigroksha. And they are advertising that the Hindus, they are so poor, they are worshipping an animal, the cow. They do not know what is the economic value of this cow. In the beginning of your life, you want milk, English in the morning. And you are killing the mother. You are civilized. Do you think? You take milk. Up to the point of death in South Africa, before killing the cow, they spread out. Attention. Milk is important, but because they are uncivilized, they do this. You take milk instead of killing. To prepare so many nice things from milk, which is good for brain, good for intelligence. But they do not come to an uncivilized. Police, fourth class man. So we are trying to bring them to become first class men, and they are accusing a Brahman. It is folly to be wise or ignorant, isn't it? We are teaching that this boy has become first class, then man will worship him. How nice they look, how behavior, how their character. They are creating this, and they are accusing, oh, they are kidnapping all. Jesus. Why you are going? Huh? Why you are going? Awesome. So, this is our position. Now, the philosopher should try to understand the whole philosophy. And come back to the people have become our fourth class, tenth class, and civilized men. This is giving the idea of God consciousness. I don't say only in Western and everywhere. This is the problem. All fourth class. So there is possibility to bring the fourth class man to the first class. This is education. It can be done. It's not difficult. So this is it. How to make fourth class man or fifth class man to come to the first class stand? What is that? Is that I want to?
Because the context of the first class is around, this class is good subject for good stability to help. A rich is our task of hearing you, so the custom is not good in man or in man. Conversion. Many circles have positively concluded that the infallible purpose of the advancement of knowledge, namely austerity, study of the Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of hymns, and charity, culminate in the sentimental descriptions of the Lord, who is defined in great poetry.
Now suppose you are a well-known philosopher. If you say there is God, so many people will hear, oh, there is a big problem. Therefore, your studies of philosophy will be perfect when established, your studies. I will do it. You waste your time and you waste already their bodies.
What is that?
Huh? That requires thinking. That requires knowledge. Therefore we are giving so many books. You can study, you can present the case nicely with argument, philosophy. That is your duty. Abhichita artha kovidhi nirupita jagustama srobhagnat. When you are able to describe God very pleasantly, very scientifically, mathematically, then you are educated. Perfect. Everything, there are so many books. There are so many books. The primary book is in somebody. Everything. If you take it, everything. If you amend it, you are doing it well. Then it's wrong. Therefore, we are presenting this word as your attitude. Bhagavad Gita as it. Don't try to amend it. Then it will be put it. No, we are using this translation. French translation, German translation. That depends on your philosophy. You are reading so many books, how do you select this in life? That depends on your philosophy. But if you accept it, that it is spoken by God, then there is no argument. But why should we accept it spoken by God? You read it, but how much logical how much put up knowledge. Very good thing. Same thing, just like Krishna said, Tatadiham Drapsan. Within this body, there is the soul. And because the soul is there, the body is changing. So, anyone can, any layman can do it. Things are there like that. There is no division. If we say, oh, this is the situation, the transmigration of the soul, Hinduism. Why Hinduism? It's a science. As soon as you consider like Hindu, then you become sacred. Then you say, I have got my Christianity. Why shall I say to you, Hindu?
What is the meaning for Christianity?
Christianity is to some extent, but you have got different edition of Christianity. As so far as I know, as soon as they say Christian, immediately the question, to who is Christian party in India? What is that? So who is this correct Christianity? You do not know. And we have no such thing. There is no party. Bhagavad Gita, there cannot be any party. If anyone makes any party, he is immediately killed. But at least we believe in the Ten Commandments. Now, God Jesus Christ said, thou shalt not kill. But why all the Christians are simply busy in killing? That is my first question. 99%. They are mentioning not big, big slaughter of all Christians. So God Jesus Christ ordered, thou shalt not kill. But the kill of what kind of Christian is? Disobedience to the order of Christ. And he still his Christian. These things are going on. Then again party. This isn't that is. First of all of them are disobedient, the same commandments. And then there are parties. But which one is accepted? No, no, apart from Bhagavad Gita, I'm talking of Christians. How you can disobey the order of Christ and you become Christian and become they're all useless. If you are Christian, how can you defy the order of Christ? You will disobey the orders of Christ is still your Christian. That's why in India, they're all denying the Vedic culture. You see, they're Hindu. All these rascals. So that's why the whole world is full of rascals. The Christians accept this point that God says, thou shalt not kill. Why shall we say? Welcome. Never mind whether Christian or kill. Welcome. Similarly, in India, if they accept Bhagavad Gita, welcome. But everyone is accepted. Mudha. Nobody cares for God, nobody cares for God's messenger. All that, this is good. They are creating gods, they are creating leaders, they are creating sects. That should be educated from the very beginning. Therefore, we are opening group of same brain. Otherwise, the brain is fired by so far bad education. I inquired from your state secretary that you write on the bills of God we trust. So, why not spread this God consciousness? What is God? Rightly say God in trust. But what is God? You know. So why not spread this fact? I received no reply at all. If they might have heard, he is a crazy fellow. Nobody has inquired such thing. They do not like to enter into the controversy. Actually, they do not believe in God, that's right. God, in God we trust. Is it right? Yes, but they don't believe in God. Hypocrisy. Because if they trust in God, then they could not see that I'm paying you $1,000 by some papers. This is cheating. And God I trust. Is it money? So the cheating is begun from the government. Now how do people live on it? Everywhere in our government. They're giving you some paper and you accept this money. This is not brainwashed. Yes. They are educating people that I promise to pay. This is money, but actually receiving some paper. This is not brainwashed. And we are talking of God that is brainwashed. No, this is the present situation. When people will be honest, that is the future.
But I mean now, when they make these condemnations, and this is difficult, because we give you difficult answer to clarify.
Now, that we are doing, but this is the opposition. That's how why that turned out, they are trying to meet the opposition. But my point is, it's such a nice thing you are giving, why they should oppose? That means unfitness. Why good things should be opposed? They say, in God we trust, and we are speaking of God only. We are more than this. And they are opposite. And they write in God we trust. That's the hypocrisy. You can believe in God, you trust in God, all right. If we are talking of God, let us hear. That is sense. The petty, he kidnapped our devotees. Yes. And by force, trying to give him meat. But now he educated men of the country. They come forward, understand the philosophy, then combine their thoughts. My philosophy is an American and Indian. American money and Indian culture combined together, whole world is the same. That is my philosophy. coming to some extent. These have become wise. They have. What is that newspaper that appeared in Bombay? Many, they have published this philosophy by philosophy. Actually, if I don't have one family member, I think I could trust myself. When I was in India, very difficulty I published three good friends. And because I went to America, I was able to publish 84 books. And it is going on. This was as that like that was the thing now. Still.
The West is like a blind man, and the East is like a cripple. The two of them cooperate. The blind man should carry his lame companion, and the lame man should give guidance to his blind friend. In this way, both will benefit. Similarly, the wealthier Western countries should assist the materially exploited East, and the East, particularly India, to help the spiritually blind West to understand scientifically the actual higher purpose of human life. To offer immediate transcendental science and Krishna consciousness to the West, Prabhupada sailed from Bombay to New York City in 1865. After a year of great personal struggle, he established the first center of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. In the next few years, he attracted hundreds of sincere disciples and opened centers in dozens of American and European cities. He also established Gurukula schools and farming communities based on the ancient Indian patterns. In 1970, Prabhupada returned to India, and with the assistance of many Indian gentlemen and some of his disciples, he established Iskcon centers in Bombay, Delhi, Calcutta, Madras, and the literal holy spots of Vrindavan, where Krishna plays, and Mayapur, West Bengal, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Soon he attracted many Indian disciples as well, who opened centers in Hyderabad, Ahmedabad, Chandigarh, and in several rural areas. Today, Iskcon has about 100 ashrams, Gurukula schools, temples, and farm communities around the world. But according to Prabhupada, his books are his most important contribution. In the last 10 years, he has published over 80 volumes in 15 languages. Scholars in India and abroad have praised Prabhupada's books as classic, scholarly, and authoritative. They were like stores of the literature in their sole languages, and this figure is almost doubling every year. How has Prabhupada sold so many books about Krishna? Here he was. Visitors of the Iskcon Center in Bombay, people all over the world are looking to India for transcendental knowledge. They know that India's ancient Sanskrit literature speaks of lasting happiness beyond the frustration of material life. They are eager to buy our books because they know that we are presenting the genuine Vedic culture. In fact, many Westerners come here to discover the real India for themselves. For this reason, we are building a model of Vedic community at our Guru Center in Bombay, providing all the modern amenities for scholars, students, and sophisticated inquirers from abroad as well as in India can study the original Indian culture and science. The center will include a Vedic library, theater, the Scott restaurant, Gurukula school, and international guest house, as well as a central adoption. This car is also building a model Vedic community in Mayapur near Calcutta, based on science, industry, and agriculture. The first principle is that everyone must be gainfully employed. In his son's mindful practice, under the servant's offering, giving meals, and one of the dozen handbooks, guide the clock, and hand printed the causes of the dice, trust that it's right to draw by hand, trust sugar cane to sugar butter, and manufactured by hand, loose shoes, and other items of daily use. On 25 acres of agricultural land in Mayapur, we started developing and demonstrating scientific farming procedures such as crop rotation, organic fertilization, and using improved training. This comes also trust being established in Canada and Australia with Indian cattle to increase milk production. Thus, the community provides both crops, food, and other daily needs. Acts as an agricultural development and demonstration center, and additionally feeds thousands of people twice every week. Within the next 10 years, according to ISKCON's plan, the Mayapur project will expand into a complete grain city with 50 farms.
We have applied for 350 acres of land from the government. The process is going on to get a little spent growth of trees.
Within the next 10 years, according to this conference, the Mayapur project will expand into a complete city for 50,000 inhabitants, the Dome University Airport and Stadium. It will also train the world's largest planetary, the 410-foot high Temple of Understanding. And so far, one's nature is perfect base to the nation.
What beautiful project. Can you be a volcano?
No, it's near Calcutta.
Or 50 miles.
Okay,
progress?
Much now?
Yes, the entire tree has already been sanctuary. So, give God plans. Is there any use of that? They got many other land offers in Hyderabad, but I wanted to establish this institution in India. So we must thank our Lord Krishna, otherwise we have lost our land. We have asked honor for 350 acres, but we have already bought in Hyderabad 600 acres. We are also getting it immediately, 500, 600 acres of land. We have already got another plot of land, 100 acres in Ahmedabad. Oh, there are so many and available, but I wanted to start the project in Mahapur, but I forgot. That's what we are waiting. If you say no, then we can attend it.
Well, it's been most interesting to meet you and hear you. Unfortunately, I have to go to Agra this evening. So I really want to thank you, and I will remember this, and I will read your writings and think very deeply on what you said to me. And
do we understand that all right, the utilization of the unity.
Right. Well, the Bhagavad Gita is really one of, since I first read it, it's been one of my favorite
readings.
Yes, I try to read it frequently because it gives me some.
And this student went to no father, and I said,
I'll take back your blessing to Sripurva when I go back there.
Yes, and there is many story old friends of an offer.
Okay. Dr. Larson and Dr. Sharma, some of the other people.
They did me well there, and I went.
Is the friend that you were staying with somebody in Butler?
Yes.
Is he still there?
No. That friend was one of my friend's son. The boy went there for
running in the area. But if he's affected, they're marrying one in this regard. So he becomes his dead.
What was the place? Slippery Rock? Was that the first time?
No. The place was Butler.
You were in Butler, right?
And then you
spoke at that hall. Every time I go to that hall, I remember the story that you spoke there.
Oh, they said it.
Yes. You must have left some kind of blessing upon it. As a light.
That was in 1965. I was 11 years.
That's a short time with so many things.
Yes.
The growth? A couple of years. On my next trip to India,
yes, we will come and stay here or in Bombay.
Well, I want to see the one the city when it's constructed. That would be really
good. Yes.
I hope that in Calcutta will be successful.
You've got the contemplative map. That was different.
Over 300 acres, if it's
350 acres.
It's a large city. 50,000 people? How many people were there?
50,000. The expression is 50,000.
That's what they're trying to bring together here.
Those who are impressed by Vishnu Maya utilize the transcendent knowledge, their sense of judgment.
Shingara Guni has explained that all paraphernalia of the cosmic universe is but an emanation of the Lord out of his physical energy, because the Lord has set in motion by his individual energy actions and reactions of the created manifestations. They have come to be out of his energy. They rest on his energy, and after annihilation they merge into him. Nothing is therefore different from him, but at the same time the Lord is always different from them. When a Dhyanaka knowledge is applied in the service of the Lord, the whole process becomes absolute. The personality, diet, his transcendental name, fame, glory, etc. are all very different from him. Therefore, all the sages and devotees of the Lord have recommended that the subject matter of art, science, philosophy, physics, chemistry, psychology, and all other branches of knowledge should be wholly and solely applied in the service of the Lord. Art, literature, poetry, painting, etc. may be used in glowing consciousness. Christian writers, poets, and celebrated literature are generally engaged in writing intensive subjects, but if they turn towards the service of the Lord, they can describe the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Valmiki was a great poet, and similarly, the attitude to the great writers, both of them are absolutely engaged in delineating the transcendental activities of the Lord. By doing so, they have become immortal. Similarly, science and philosophy also should be applied in the service of the Lord. There is no need to think of dry, speculative theories for sense gratification. Philosophy and science should be engaged to establish the glory of the Lord. Advanced people are eager to understand the absolute truth through the medium of science. Therefore, they claim to deliver the true existence of the Lord and of scientific statements. Similarly, those ethical declarations to be utilized in the service of supreme truth as sentient and all powerful. Similarly, all other branches of knowledge should always be engaged in the service of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, also the same is affirmed. All knowledge, not engaged in the service of the Lord, but necessary. Even utilization of advanced knowledge is to establish the glory of the Lord. And that is the real import. Scientific knowledge engaged in the service of the Lord and all similar activities are all factual permutations for the glorification of the
Lord. I will remember this and I will read, look into your writings much more closely when I decide. Could I ask you if you might sign, put your name in autograph?
Oh, yes.
Understand better what the situation is.
Thank you.